1450 KBMW.
Hump Day Wednesday. Good morning. It's first day in November. Got a few clouds, 28 degrees, what we got going. Well, it is our Wednesday tradition every Wednesday at 9:20. Check in with the good folks at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Desiree on the phone with me this morning. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're going to talk one of my favorite subjects. You do this a lot over there. Let's talk about Soup Day at OSPTI.
Yes, our Soup Day is coming up. It is next Wednesday, November 8th, and that will run from 11 to 1 p.m., although we do recommend not waiting till the last minute because sometimes we do run out of soup.
So what kind of soups are we talking about?
I think we'll have about 6 to 8 different soups. We kind of have a wide variety. So some people like to just get a bowl of one soup, or sometimes people just get a little bit of a couple different ones, do a little sample. We also have bread, crackers, and then a wide variety of desserts.
Wow. Are you going to have takeout for this, Desiree?
Yes, we will. So you can go ahead and call us ahead. So if like your business wants to get together and just have one person run over, we will do takeout orders also.
Well, now I got to ask you, this is a big question. What is your favorite soup if you could pick just one?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard one. Well, being from northern Minnesota, I like wild rice soup.
Oh, good answer. Yeah, that is like my all-time favorite, too. And I'm assuming you probably have that on the menu, too, for Soup Day.
I don't know that one will be on our menu.
Okay. Well, maybe you might have to change that, you know, but put that on your day planner for next year. So, again, one more time, Desiree, Soup Day, when and where?
Yes, it's November 8th from 11 to 1, and that will be held at our training center. So at the OSPTI, it's in the south parking lot there. And if you want to call ahead to do an order, you can call us at 218-641-7725. And then it's free will donation, and the benefits go to the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Fantastic. Good stuff. I'm going to be over there. We'll see you on the 8th, Desiree. Listen, always great to talk with you. Have a great rest of the week, a good weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
You too. Thanks.
You bet. That's Desiree. Got Soup Day coming up. Now I'm excited. Soup Day happening November 8th over at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Just This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. A trend of cool, dry weather will prevail across much of the country this week, with some exceptions. Rod Bain has more.
A country that is mostly dry and cool as we finish up October and head into the first couple of days of November.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this is a weather pattern that will stick around this week. A bite with some changes.
So the cold air is eroding already across the far west. And as we go through the first few days of November, that mild air that's appeared along the Pacific coast will work its way back to the east.
One exception regarding this warming trend.
Great Lakes, the northeastern states, and perhaps along the east coast, the cold air will be a little more stubborn there, a little bit slower to move out. So those areas may stay on the cool side.
Likewise, an exception to this week's trend of dryness.
We've got a series of early season Pacific storms that will be marching ashore in the northwest. And so from the northern Pacific coast eastward through the Cascades, it's actually going to be quite stormy.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul is showing his support for keeping AM radio on the dials of new vehicles. When asked about the effort mounted by the National Association of Broadcasters, National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and other groups, Senator Paul says he supports what AM radio stations are doing across the country.
Fan of AM radio, love being on this AM radio, like being on AM radio really across the United States. It's really been a good, point for open and clear debate. And